News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. And I have Lexi with me today. Lexi from 80X Digital. And you can be so much cooler online. Just give Lexi a call and she will tell you how to be cool.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I'm happy to be here today. How are you, Jess?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
It's Monday.
It is Monday. Always here on Mondays.
It can
the best
go,
day of the week.
That's right. I told everybody it reminds me that I'm still here.
Yeah.
Because Monday's here.
Exactly. That's a good one. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about how to use digital advertising for recruitment campaigns. So usually, you know, we talk a lot about promoting different products and promoting services through our digital campaigns and how to do that. And I just wanted to remind everybody today that we can actually also promote recruitment. So if you're a company and you're looking to hire, you know, within the company, whether it's one position or multiple positions, a digital campaign can really help with that. We can actually target very specifically by job level of job, level of education. So whether it's an entry level job or a more advanced job that you're searching to hire for, or if you're looking for somebody who has a bachelor's degree versus an advanced degree, or whatever the requirements may be, we can utilize our behavioral targeting categories and get very specific to kind of fine tune that candidate that you're looking for. So there's a lot of ways that we can do this. You know, usually when you are looking to hire, it can be a little bit difficult to find one candidate to fill one position, or, you know, a couple candidates to fill a couple positions. And so the more people that apply, though, the more likely you're going to be able to find that perfect candidate that you're looking for. And so with 80X Digital, we can help you put a campaign together to get in front of those types of people that you're looking to hire, those that fit kind of the qualities of the job description. And we can really build that awareness of your company, of the position that you're hiring for. And so hopefully, you know, with that, building that brand awareness, and as we kind of do some things to get further down that awareness funnel, we can drive people to your website to actually apply for that specific job. So with recruitment in general, just to give you some general ideas of like some stats that exist when it comes to the job market, we have seen that a lot of people are really drawn to more visual elements when it comes to looking for jobs. And a lot of people are also what they call like passive searching. So essentially like kind of just keeping their eyes open. They're maybe not like in market to look for a new job right that second, but they are just kind of keeping their eyes open and browsing and kind of seeing what's out there, keeping up with the job market, that sort of thing. And so it's proven that those visual elements, whether it's an image or a video, really do help to kind of showcase the company's experience overall. And so that's something to kind of keep in mind. We're going to get into creative a little bit later, but that kind of is something to keep in mind that'll play into the creative.
It definitely draws your attention in, even if you're not looking, which is excellent.
Exactly. Yeah. So it definitely, like, people like to see people in ads, and they like, especially when it comes to, you know, a company you might be working for, they like to see them having fun and enjoying their experiences and that sort of thing. Another thing to keep in mind is a lot of people actually apply these days on their mobile device.
Yes.
So
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that you are creating a website that's very mobile friendly, so that people can actually, on their mobile device, it's an easy way for them to just apply right from their mobile device. Another important thing that people do look at, it's kind of, I think, the number one thing aside from the job position, is the salary information. So that is important to include on the creative itself as well as in the job description. People are going to want to know when they're searching for jobs, you know, what sort of payment and salary is going to come with that job. And also with the candidate. So another thing is just like we were talking about video and images. So we have seen that typically an application rate will go up by about 34% if the job post does include a video. So that just kind of shows you how important kind of that visual element is during the job prospecting process from like the consumer side. So those are just a couple things to keep in mind when you are thinking about maybe recruiting for some positions within your company. And now we're going to kind of jump into the marketing funnel and kind of how we can help you from an ADX digital standpoint. So when I say the marketing funnel, it's kind of picture like an inverted triangle. So it's larger on the top, skinnier on the bottom. And on the top, you have your awareness.
You just described me, Lexi.
What?
You just described me.
That's funny. At the top, you've got awareness and you've got interest. And so awareness is the people who don't know your company name yet and may not actively be looking for a job. And then right under that, you've got interest. So those are the people who maybe know your company and might be interested. So as you get further down the funnel, that last part of the funnel is going to be people that are actually going to apply for that job. So when you're talking about the top, the awareness and the interest part of the funnel, advertising is very important and it really impacts the people in those two buckets because it helps to build that brand awareness and it helps to get word out that, you know, you're hiring for a particular position that this person may be a fit for. So like I said before, a lot of people are kind of just keeping their eyes open. They're passively job searching. And so they'll fall into one of those top buckets, the awareness or the interest bucket. And so there's a couple different products and strategies that we can utilize when building out a digital campaign to reach kind of those top awareness, the awareness and the interest buckets of people. So, for example, and these are products that we've talked about before, but some products that work really well for recruitment are Social Mirror as well as social media. So our Facebook and Instagram product serving ads on the Facebook and Instagram platform, as well as our Social Mirror product, which actually takes the ads that you post on your Facebook or Instagram business page, and it will mirror those posts outside of the Facebook or Instagram platform. So it serves across different websites and apps. So those are some great ways to reach people. We also have like our display product and our mobile conquesting product. So mobile conquesting is serving ads just to your mobile device. And those could be standard static images, so just standard graphics that you would see with maybe some pictures of people in the image itself. And you can also have a video with mobile conquesting. And then we also have our display product, which is going to be cross-device. So the difference between display and mobile conquesting is our display product will serve across desktop, tablets, and mobile devices, where mobile conquesting will just serve on your mobile device. So there's a couple different types of products that we can utilize when it comes to building that awareness for a recruitment campaign. And all of these will put these in your campaign for different purposes, as well as kind of depending on the goal. But for example, you could utilize Facebook and Instagram and Social Mirror for things like if you're looking to fill part-time jobs or you're trying to reach college students who maybe are like seniors in college starting to look for their job that they're going to have out of college, or entry-level positions, people looking for entry-level positions. And obviously there's a lot of young people on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, especially TikTok these days, which is a product that we can offer. And Social Mirror. So that's a great way to kind of build that awareness with your company, and just especially with the frequency. When we serve ads, we make sure that there's a certain frequency there too to make sure people are seeing the ad multiple times. And so that really helps to build that awareness of the company and the awareness of like the different positions. I mean, I remember even coming out of college when I was searching for jobs, it was so difficult to even understand what the different job descriptions are,
right?
And like what to look for,
right?
So I think, you know, being able to target people specifically, knowing like we're looking for somebody with this degree who's looking for an entry-level position, and being able to just show them, hey, this job could be a fit for you.
Right.
And then they can, you know, click on it, read the description and figure out if that's something that they're interested in. But it kind of does a lot of that work for them.
Which is good because we're so, you know, invested in something coming to us quicker and easier sometimes, and we don't always have enough time. So that's a great grab your attention and then leads them somewhere they can learn more.
Exactly. Yeah. And it'll drive them, you know, right to the page where they can actually apply. So that's a great way to reach people, as well as we can do this through different behavioral targeting categories. So if you're looking for people with specific skill sets or people who are looking for a job within a specific industry, we can target by a lot of different types of industries. So, for example, the communication industry. We can target by education, anyone looking for a job in education or finance or healthcare. We have a ton of different behavioral categories that really allow us to kind of zero in on that one person looking for a job in a specific industry, as well as by the level of the job. So again, whether it's like an entry-level job or you're looking for somebody who's an executive or a business decision maker, like we have different categories of jobs that we can target by as well to reach that type of person. And we can also target by the level of schooling. So maybe somebody with some college, somebody with a high school degree or an advanced degree. So there's a lot of different categories built up just within this recruitment category that we can utilize to really reach the right candidate.
That's great because you can customize it specifically for, you know, the company that you're working with.
Yes, exactly. And one other thing that we can do, which is great too, is geofencing. So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love geofencing. I think it's amazing.
Exactly. So geofencing is very popular with a lot of our campaigns, but from a recruitment standpoint, you can actually target like your competitors and the competitors' employees. So that way, you know, you can reach people who may be working in a very similar field at a very similar company who may be kind of perusing or looking for something a little bit different. So there's a lot of different ways that we can, one, reach that candidate through the different targeting strategies and through the different products that we have to offer. And another important thing to think about is going to be the creative element of the campaign as well. You know, the creative is going to be the first thing a lot of times that this consumer or this potential candidate is going to see of your business. So you want to make sure that it really speaks to that candidate and it includes all of those important bullet points and the key information that's going to drive them to click on the ad and then go to your website and potentially apply. So there's a lot of elements to think about when it comes to the creative. And when it comes to display creative, ADX Digital is definitely able to help you create that creative. We can build out multiple different sizes. And, you know, we always make sure that we are including anything that you want to be included in the creative. We'll advise on kind of best practices just in general when it comes to creative, like not too many words on the creative. You want a strong call to action so people will feel comfortable and know exactly what that ad is calling them to do. So there's a lot of things that we can help out with in-house, or even just we can build the creative from scratch and send it over and make sure that everything looks good before we go live with it. So you can definitely lean on us when it comes to designing that digital creative for your digital campaigns. With a video, though, that will be something that would have to be client provided. So we aren't able to help at this time with actually creating video creative. But if you do have one, we can absolutely run that. We have multiple different products that allow for video creative to be in rotation.
So now I know that somebody can go to adxdigitalmarketing.com and they can click on contact us and they can fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
But how else can they get a hold of you, Lexi?
Yeah, so they can call 850-262-6000. And you will be able to speak on the phone with one of our marketing consultants, me, or maybe somebody else who will point you in the right direction. And we'll start kind of kick off that process with you of understanding what your goals are, what you're looking for. And then that's how we kind of begin designing that digital campaign from the ground up. So when it comes to the messaging and the creative, there's a couple things to keep in mind. So one is people. I know I mentioned this when we first started today, but people is a very important ingredient of building out that creative for recruitment. You know, when you're thinking of switching jobs, there's a lot of things that go through somebody's mind, but you really do want to see, like, people enjoying their job at that company. A lot of people are secure in their jobs and they don't want to think about going to another company. So it's like I think the main thing people would that may turn their heads is going to be seeing other people, you know, enjoying their experience at another company. So people love people. So using actual employees in the creative and just that can go a long way, really showing that experience at the company itself. That's a very important part of recruitment creative, as well as just kind of including the pay scale on there, general range of what that specific job position will pay, because that typically is going to be an initial interest point when somebody is looking for a different job. Aside from the actual position of the job, they're going to want to know, you know, what that job pays and if it's in line or more or less than what they're getting paid now. Another thing is going to be something that can really limit the hesitation for applying is putting on there no experience necessary. A lot of people when, you know, maybe they see like 5 or 6 different bullets of experience that they have to have and they don't meet one of the bullets or something, like a lot of people won't apply. And so that can really kind of limit the amount of people that are applying for the role. So that could be if you put that no experience necessary on there. I mean, it obviously depends on the type of role that you're hiring for, but that is something that has shown that it will limit the hesitation for people applying.
Takes away that moment of feeling discouraged.
Yes, exactly. Another thing is using a story ad or a carousel. So this is something you can do with our social media product. So for Facebook or Instagram, as well as our social mirror product. So that's basically just going to be the stories ad is going to be where you typically see multiple frames and you can tap through them. That is on Facebook or Instagram. And then the carousel is when you're actually going to have different frames that you can swipe through. And those can click out to different pages on your website. But with the story and the carousel ad, it actually just kind of gives you that ability to be able to look through different images or different videos. The story can contain some video as well as some standard image, like JPEG files. So when you have maybe if you're hiring for multiple different positions and you're trying to reach kind of the same target or the same type of candidate, but there's multiple positions that are open, then a carousel or a stories ad will be great for that because you'll be able to showcase all of those different positions in one creative. Or, you know, if you're trying to maybe showcase the different values at your company and really get people to understand like what your company stands for and what sets you apart from your competitors. Like you can have different frames kind of showcasing your different values. So you can take it a couple different ways, but that stories ad is really great as well as the carousel because they give you that kind of additional opportunity to share more information with the same consumer. And it's all in just one creative. Another important part of the creative is a clear call to action button. So for example, apply today. You want people to see the ad and know exactly like upon seeing the ad what you want them to do. So that's very important as well as including like the benefits of the company. Aside from the salary information, another thing somebody that is really going to want or somebody another thing that people are going to want to know that are applying for a job, they're going to want to know, you know, if there's any dental or health benefits, like what the paid time off is, what the 401k information is, all of that stuff. So benefits are important to showcase as well.
Benefits are always important.
Yes, benefits are important.
Some of the first things that people look for. Benefits and pay.
Yes, exactly. And then, so that's kind of everything in terms of those top funnel initiatives. So the awareness and the interest. So when it comes to advertising and the creative, you know, you really want to pay attention to what you're putting on the creative. You really want to pay attention to who you're targeting with those different targeting strategies that we can layer on. And then once we get kind of towards the bottom of the funnel, which is exploration and action. So exploration is people who are actively interested in your job. And then you have the action, which is the very bottom of the funnel. And that's where people actually may apply for your job. So when we get to these bottom funnel initiatives, that's when the business website becomes very important, because people are actually landing on your website. They've already clicked on the ad to get to your website. And from that point, it's a matter of, are they going to apply for the job or not? So you got to sell them on your website on why they should apply for the job. So one thing to know is you should never, never have your recruitment ad click to your homepage. It should land on the specific career page where somebody can actually see the job description from the ad and just click and go to apply. You don't want them to have to take any additional actions. Once they've seen the ad and they know the job's there, if they land on a homepage, it's kind of just backtracking and they'll have to take extra steps. So,
and it's obvious they're super interested, yes, if they're hitting on, clicking
it'll
on
kind
that.
Of like kill that momentum.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something to keep in mind. And then on the landing page, again, you just kind of want to expand on a lot of those key points that were mentioned in your creative. So all of the benefit information, the salary information, you really want to kind of give that elevator pitch of your company, why somebody should come work for you, how your company was developed, the history, what the values are, and then also just lots of pictures of the employees, whether it's, you know, working at the office, outside of the office. Maybe your company does a lot of community involvement and gets together outside of the office to help volunteer or different things like that. And you have some pictures from the community involvement. Like, all of that is really important to showcase, because people really do want to know, like, what the company experience is like and what it's like to be a part of that company inside and outside of the office. So another thing that could be important to have there too is testimonials. You know, what is it like working for the company? Maybe even video testimonials, because we talked about how great video performs. So, you know, just different people working for the company who have worked there for multiple years, you can give a little testimonial via video, and you can put it on your company page. Like, think of it similar to, like, if you're looking for products or services, you're going to look at the Yelp reviews for that product or service or whatever the reviews are. So it's kind of like a review, but you're doing it for your company. You have those testimonials there. Obviously, something important to have there too is just a thorough job description, so people can understand the full job description, if they're going to be a fit for it, and kind of also what the hiring process looks like from the starting point of the interview process, how many people they'll be interviewing with, if they'll be interviewing via Zoom, in person, like flying somewhere to interview. All of that information is definitely something that is going to be important for somebody to know during that application phase, as well as kind of what the training process is. So if they end up getting hired, what does that training process look like? Are they aligned to one person who's going to train them for the first month? Do they have online training modules? Or how does all of that look? Because a lot of people, when they're looking for a new company or they're looking for a new job, all of that's going to be very important to them. Something else too is just making sure it's optimized for mobile devices. We talked about how a lot of people do apply or look at the job description on their mobile devices, because so many people are on their mobile devices these days. So that's something to keep in mind, as well as a contact us form, and just kind of giving people the ability to reach out if they have further questions or maybe if they do want to get in contact with somebody. So, you know, ADX Digital, we're here for you. We're here. We can do recruitment campaigns. We can do product or campaigns for different products and services. We can help build your display creative. You know, we'd be happy to connect with you and understand what your goals are.
Great. Let's give them that number again.
It's going to be 850-262-6000.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in, Lexi.
Of course.